The Gospel of John, chapter 15. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you need, whatever you ask in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. The Gospel of Jesus. So that's a big challenge for us, to love one another as Jesus has loved us, or as Jesus loved those first disciples and apostles. There are so many conflicting views presented to us in many forms of media today about what love really is. So I thought I would look for examples of what kind of love Jesus actually exhibited. Because if we look broadly over what we can read in the scriptures, Jesus taught and challenged. He called and chose followers. He served them, but also got them to serve. He even rebuked them if he thought their attitude was not according to his own thinking and teaching. He relied on them and had great times with them, enjoyed plenty of times with them. So if we look at the way he taught and challenged, he was compassionate in so many ways. Forgiving. Forgiveness involved in nearly every miracle of healing that he performed. He served people and then called the apostles to help clean up after he had made this wonderful meal for thousands of people after the Sermon on the Mount. There, the apostles had to get to and clean up, gather up all that was left over, 12 basketfuls. The lepers who were cleansed, they were sent off to then fulfill what was required of them by the law of that day. Jesus blessed and healed others, but he also received anointing from the woman when he was at the meal table. The woman came and spread precious ointment over his feet, and he wiped them and rubbed them and massaged them. Jesus hailed the widow who put her small penny in the box. He didn't laud and praise those who put their many millions in, or whatever it was they blew the trumpet over. Jesus rebuked these friends of his that he loved when they were a bit out of line, so that James and John got their mother to ask Jesus who would be the first in the kingdom, and Jesus reminded them that top places don't count. When Philip was asking him questions, Jesus said, "How can you have been with me all this time and you still don't know?" He actually expected them to be learning and listening to what happened. And then when Peter got busy and took his sword to the soldier's ear, Jesus healed the ear and told Peter to put his sword away. On another time, he told Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. then Peter had some good ideas. So all of these were practical illustrations of the way Jesus worked among his apostles. It wasn't all the lovey-dovey type of love that is portrayed in the movies on the TV. The needs of others were paramount, and Jesus loved these followers of his and inspired them to move on and do likewise. He sent them off to go preaching and listen to their accounts when they came back. So much so that in the Acts of the Apostles, we see the apostles doing these same things that Jesus had done. After the resurrection, when Peter was feeling down at one stage and had decided to abandon this whole mission of following Jesus and was going back fishing, Jesus was there on the shore waiting for him with a fire burning, ready to catch their fish, to cook their fish and have a meal with them. No questioning him about why they ran away at the time of his suffering and death. Just being ready to receive them back again. Then asking Peter, did he really mean it? That he said he loved him. So that's the question that comes to us. Do we really mean it when we say we love Jesus, we're followers of Jesus, we are Christians? Do we really follow the example of Jesus? That great love he has asked us to follow and love others, love our neighbor as Jesus has first loved us.